Listening part 4. You will hear a conversation. You will hear the conversation twice. Choose the correct answers.
You're Ray, aren't you? I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
My goodness, Mary. I thought I recognised your face, but I wasn't completely sure because it's been such a long time. I'm fine. How wonderful to see you.
And you. What are you doing down here? I thought you were still working in London.
I left my job with the advertising company nearly 3 years ago. It just shows how long it is since I saw you. I'm now working in Brighton for an organisation that helps homeless people get back on their feet by finding them places to live and employment.
That sounds very worthwhile. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I work with some amazing people, and it's very rewarding helping people get off the streets. However, as you can imagine, it's not nearly as well paid as being an advertising executive in central London.
Why did you leave the job? Did it become very stressful?
Yes. Before I left, our big boss got more and more demanding. There's a lot of competition between advertising companies. The amount of money we earned really dropped, and people like me got the blame. It wasn't fair. I'm a lot happier now. Enough about me. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm still painting, doing abstract art, but it's been really hard to make a living by selling paintings, so I also work for a card company doing illustrations.
What exactly does that involve?
There are loads of different types of cards: birthday, wedding, Christmas, congratulations, so many. The illustrations on most of them are quite boring and very similar. My cards are unusual, and each one has a hidden message that you have to look for carefully. I don't find it hard to come up with ideas for my pictures, and they don't take too long to do.
That sounds really interesting. But doesn't it stop you from doing the abstract art you really enjoy?
Definitely not. I probably shouldn't tell you, as you've taken such a big cut in your salary, but I get a percentage for every card they sell with one of my designs on it. There's a huge demand, and I'm doing very well. It means that I can continue painting, but without having to worry about paying the bills.
The last time we met in London, our situations were different. I seem to remember I bought you lunch in a restaurant overlooking the river. I won't be able to do that now.
It's my turn now. I can definitely buy you a cup of coffee in a nice cafe on the seafront. You're Ray, aren't you? I haven't seen you for ages. How are you?
My goodness, Mary. I thought I recognised your face, but I wasn't completely sure because it's been such a long time. I'm fine. How wonderful to see you.
And you. What are you doing down here? I thought you were still working in London.
I left my job with the advertising company nearly 3 years ago. It just shows how long it is since I saw you. I'm now working in Brighton for an organisation that helps homeless people get back on their feet by finding them places to live and employment.
That sounds very worthwhile. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I work with some amazing people, and it's very rewarding helping people get off the streets. However, as you can imagine, it's not nearly as well paid as being an advertising executive in central London.
Why did you leave the job? Did it become very stressful?
Yes, before I left, our big boss got more and more demanding. There's a lot of competition between advertising companies. The amount of money we earned really dropped, and people like me got the blame. It wasn't fair. I'm a lot happier now. Enough about me. What have you been up to?
Well, I'm still painting, doing abstract art, but it's been really hard to make a living by selling paintings. So I also work for a card company doing illustrations.
What exactly does that involve?
There are loads of different types of cards: birthday, wedding, Christmas, congratulations, so many. The illustrations on most of them are quite boring and very similar. My cards are unusual, and each one has a hidden message that you have to look for carefully. I don't find it hard to come up with ideas for my pictures, and they don't take too long to do.
That sounds really interesting. But doesn't it stop you from doing the abstract art you really enjoy?
Definitely not. I probably shouldn't tell you, as you've taken such a big cut in your salary, but I get a percentage for every card they sell with one of my designs on it. There's a huge demand, and I'm doing very well. It means that I can continue painting, but without having to worry about paying the bills.
The last time we met in London, our situations were different. I seem to remember I bought you lunch in a restaurant overlooking the river. I won't be able to do that now.
It's my turn now. I can definitely buy you a cup of coffee in a nice cafe on the seafront.
That is the end of part four. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.